You may be seated. At this time, if you have your Bibles, if you would turn to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, starting at verse 35. And as you turn on your Bibles, I ask you to keep Dave lifted up in prayer. He's been doing a lot of traveling, so we just pray that God keeps his hand upon him as he comes and goes and flies in the sky. Again, that's Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And the scripture says, "On that day, when evening had come, Jesus said to them, 'Let us go across to the other side.' And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But Jesus was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and the disciples woke him up and said to him, 'Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?' He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Peace, be still.' Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. Jesus said to them, 'Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?' Jesus said, 'Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?'" This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. God, we just come to you right now, just wanting to hear a word from you. God, just move me out of the way, speak through me, so that we can all be inspired and encouraged and motivated during difficult times. These things we ask in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. A few years ago, I too experienced a great storm. Now, it wasn't in a boat, but it was in my car, and it scared me, literally. I was on the phone talking to my dad, and if you don't know, my dad is also a pastor, so he was telling me about how he was about to go preach this evening revival, and he lives in Athens, and I live here, and I was like, okay, I'll drive to Athens, hop in the car with you, and we can be on our way. So I left the house. The weather was great. There were no clouds. I was happy. And I was on my way on Highway 78 driving to Athens. But as I got about 20 minutes outside of Athens, it seemed like I had entered into some different world. I was all of a sudden driving in this monsoon. It was daylight outside, and I could barely see the car in front of me. I could barely see the stores and the buildings all along the highway. And the lightning scared me, and it was unlike anything I had ever seen before. It was cloud to ground lightning, pop, 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 all around the car and along the street. Every 2 minutes, this lightning would pop. And I thought, God, this is the day that I'm about to see you, because I don't know if I'm going to make it to Athens. I thought that the lightning was going to strike my car. And as I kept going, it hit the transformer that was right by the car. Sparks went flying. I swerved, almost swerved off the road. And I was like, really? Like, I'm going to church. Do I really have to go out like this? I literally kept saying to God, God, is this really happening to me? I'm really on my way to church to serve and worship you. Do I have to go out like this? Life can often feel just like a storm, right? Things happen. We experience certain situations that sometimes feel like we are in the middle of a storm. Because of all the pressures and the stress, we can't see anything around us. We don't know which way to go, and we can find ourselves being in a full-blown panic. which can cause us to become stuck because we don't know which way to go, and we don't even know if we should keep going. Whenever experiencing a storm of life, how can we get through it? So I want to speak briefly from that subject, getting through the storm. In this particular passage, Jesus has just finished teaching and doing ministry to the crowd that was gathered around the sea. And afterwards, he was ready to depart from the area along with the disciples on a boat. And you know from Scripture that while they were on this boat, a great storm came and rocked the boat and caused the waves to come and beat up on this boat. And while Jesus was asleep during this storm, the disciples went to him and woke him up and said, "Hello, do you not care about what is going on right now? Do you not care about us? Jesus, do you not care that we are about to die?" How many of us have experienced tough situations in our lives and have responded the same way as the disciples? Our fears take over, and we panic, and we cry out to God, "God, don't you care about me? God, don't you see me struggling? God, don't you see me stuck in this situation? God, don't you see me sitting in darkness? God, don't you care about me?" Just as the disciples were fearful, we at times also react the same way and become scared and fearful when the storms of life seem to shake us internally. Fear is a type of emotion that we experience and feel whenever we perceive some type of danger or threat. And whenever we face these storms of life, if we do not have faith over fear and instead allow fear to take over our lives, fear can be dangerous and detrimental to our lives because it can cause us to become emotionally, mentally, and spiritually paralyzed to the point where we cannot think. We're unable to think rationally. We can't make a decision. We can't move in one direction or another. Fear can also cause us to close our ears to reason, to close our ears to people who are trying to help us. Have you ever been in that type of situation where you're scared and people are trying to help you out and you don't want to hear it? No, I don't want to hear it. Leave me alone. No, I don't want to hear it. Stop talking to me. We even do that with God. God, I'm closing my ears to your voice. I don't know if I can take what you have to say right now. We close our ears to the voice of God because we are scared. Fear is also dangerous and powerful because it creates doubt. In times of uncertainty, challenging times, if fear takes over, we start to doubt ourselves. We start to doubt our abilities, our talents, our intuitions, and our God-given spiritual gifts. And we question ourselves. Not only does fear cause us to doubt ourselves, but it causes us to also doubt God. "You know what, God? I don't really know if you truly love me unconditionally like you said. God, do you really look after me like you say? Do you really have my back? Are you really with me right now?" When fear takes over, it creates doubt. We question ourselves and we question God. Therefore, when the storm comes, how can we get through it without fear causing us to become stuck in our own situation and creating doubt? First, in order to get through the storm, we have to learn to look beyond the storm. The disciples couldn't see beyond the storm because they were afraid and they became so concerned with what was going on at the time. During chaotic and unsettling times, if we are not careful, we can become so focused on the storm or that particular obstacle or that particular situation or issue where it's to the point where we can't see anything else. We are unable to see beyond the storm. We become totally consumed with our present situation and with all the things that are going wrong at the time, and it keeps us from being able to see beyond the storm. We become consumed. We can't see anything else. We can't talk about anything else. We can't think about anything else. We can't listen to and feel anything else. But you see, seeing beyond the storm is similar to driving. When you are driving, as you're going and moving forward, how many of you only look at the car in front of you? If you only look at the car in front of you and nothing else, that means your eyes are not on the road. That means you're unable to see everything else that's going on around you. In order to drive carefully and safely and to make it from one point to another, you must look beyond that one car in front of you so that you can see what's going on, so that you can make your way around other cars, around other things, so that you will know when to accelerate, so that you will know when to slow down, so that you'll know when to stop, when to be patient, when to wait, and when to go. When you look beyond what's right before you, you're able to see much more, and you have a better perspective, and you have a better sense of awareness of all the things going on around you. And just like you look beyond just the car that's in front of you while you're driving, you must do the same whenever you are faced with adversity. You must do the same whenever you face challenging times or a storm of life, so that you can determine the best route to get there, so that you will be able to see and understand how to get through that situation. Seeing beyond the storm happens when your faith reminds you that trouble doesn't last always. Seeing beyond the storm happens when your faith reminds you to be patient and to lean on God. Seeing beyond the storm is when your faith reminds you to stay the course and to not give up. Your faith helps you to endure. It reminds you that there is victory in Jesus Christ. In order to get through the storm, we must see beyond the storm, and we must also see God in the midst of the storm. The disciples were afraid, and after Jesus calmed the storm, he looked at them and was like, "Where is your faith?" Isn't it interesting that the disciples, who were right there with Jesus, right by his side, isn't it amazing that they lost their faith? Isn't it interesting that the disciples who walked and talked with Jesus day after day after day and had a front seat to his healings and saw firsthand the many miracles he performed, isn't it interesting that they lost their faith? The fact that they lost their faith showed me just how easy it is for even the most dedicated and committed followers of Christ to become distracted and spiritually shaken. Therefore, during hard times, we must be intentional. During hard times, we must be purposeful on keeping our eyes on God so that we don't become distracted. When we are in a storm that has truly come in and interrupted our lives and thrown us off track, if we are not careful, we can become distracted and take our eyes off God and instead only see the things that are bad in our lives. If we do not respond to storms the right way and have the faith that we need, the storm can cause great anxiety. It can cause great uncertainty and confusion, which can allow negativity to take over our minds. When we are in a tough situation and don't have all the answers, sometimes we get scared. When we are in tough situations and have no solution, sometimes we get scared. When we can't see the outcome, when we don't have clarity, when we become anxious and scared and unable to see God in the midst, we therefore sometimes respond to the situation with fear and negativity. Negative thoughts about our situation start to fill our heads. And we tell ourselves, you know what? This really isn't worth my time. We tell ourselves, you know what? It's really easier to just walk away from this situation. We tell ourselves that, you know what? This really isn't worth the headache, and I really don't deserve this, and this really wasn't supposed to happen like this. We are only able to see the bad rather than seeing God. But in order to get through the storm, we must see God in the midst of it. We must see God and know that despite our present circumstances, God is still with us. We must see God and know that God's grace is with us and that God is there for us to be a source of strength and help in the time of trouble. We need to keep our eyes on God and know that even in our darkest moments, the kingdom of God is still present and at work in order to help us through. It's important for us to keep our eyes on God because God's love is still alive. God's love never fails us. God's love is at work and is constantly leading us to the right way, on the right path, on the right road. God's love never fails us and is still alive, which is why we must keep our eyes on him. In order to get through the storm, not only must we see beyond the storm, not only must we see God, but we must also see the breakthrough. You know, the disciples experienced what they thought was this horrible, life-threatening storm. The storm did not last forever. The good thing about any storm is that it doesn't last forever. We may not like it at the time. It may last longer than we have expected, but a breakthrough is coming, and it does not last forever. As I was driving to Athens, and as the lightning was popping all around me, and as the thunder was roaring so loudly, I kept telling myself that if I just continued to drive forward, soon I will be on the other side. If I just continue driving, I will eventually make it to the other side. I could have stopped, but I didn't, because that would mean that I would have stayed in the storm longer. So I say this to you. If you are experiencing some type of storm in your life, keep driving forward, because there's a breakthrough on the other side. Keep walking forward. Don't stop. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel, but keep moving forward, because there is a breakthrough on the other side. Keep moving, because on the other side, there's peace. On the other side, there is joy. On the other side, there is happiness. On the other side, there is sunshine. Keep moving through the storm, because eventually you will get through it and you will make it to the other side. Please don't give up, because you are important and people need you. People need to hear your story and people need to hear your testimony. Keep moving forward, because you are a wonderful disciple of Jesus Christ, and people need you so that this world can be transformed and so that other lives can be saved. Keep moving forward and do not give up, because there is a breakthrough on the other side. Let the church say amen. Amen. At this time, all right. Before we do the benediction, we're going to come praying for our brother Steve.